You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about something that we covered just in a little bit the other day. Not a lot, but it had to do with all these things that people believe in. Whether they believe that psychics are legit, whether they believe in things like fairies, whether they believe
like
in
fortune
telepathy.
Tellers. Yeah, going to a fortune teller to get your fortune, you know?
Something like 18% of people believe that dream catchers work in some mystical way.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah,
there was
do.
This whole list of stuff. And then the one that caught our eye is how they said 29% believe that manifesting works.
Okay.
And from that, we jumped right to the whole idea of vision boards. Because that became a really big thing. What was it, like fifth? When did that book and movie
Secret?
And stuff, The Secret?
Oh, God.
It's like 15 years ago.
Probably, yeah.
Because I was dating the very woo-woo person, and she
was woo-woo person.
Remember that? She was really, really into that stuff.
She saw the breakup coming, didn't she? She's like, I can see a breakup in my future.
She made me get quiet when there was like a sunset. I couldn't speak. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. So she was really into
this stuff. She should have known that it wasn't going to work out.
No. She manifested the end of that relationship.
Yep.
No, but I mean, it's been about 15 years that they've gotten really hot. It's not like it's a new thing, but books and movies like that really started making people jump all over them.
Should we define what the manifesting is in case people don't know? It's like when you are like thinking about something constantly and it'll come true, or visualizing it coming true, or staring at a picture of something. And then that'll come true, right? Is that basically the gist of the manifesting?
Basically, I mean, if you're going to do an actual visual representation, they talk about getting a bulletin board thing or something and putting a photo. Like if you want, you know, if you're envisioning that you're going to, like you want a cabin up in the mountains.
I'll put a little cabin in the mountains on there.
So you'd get a vision board and you would get a photo of a cabin in the mountains. And then every day you see that and
walk
you would
by. I'll close my eye and clasp my hands together and just
now
wish it.
As has been pointed out by plenty of very smart people, just envisioning something and not doing any work to make it come true is probably not going to get you very far. That you still have to work at it.
You gotta put in a little effort.
You gotta put in the effort. You can't just dream of it. I mean, you actually have to do something about it. I was reading something I knew we were gonna be talking about this. I went to the person who would know more about this than anyone else, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh yeah, the source.
And I was reading something from Oprah's Daily. It was this whole thing about visualization. And, you know, how people are creating these vision boards, and so many swear that it has helped them to achieve. I think those are the people, if they do a vision board, they also do put the work in to make it come true. And let's face it, you also probably don't hear too many stories of the people who do the big vision board and nothing came out of it.
You're
only
not
hear
that.
The stories of the people who did it, and oh my God, I put a new car on there, and like, you know, 2 years later, I had this shiny, beautiful
nice
new car.
Camry. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. And then there's an interesting part where Oprah said that she doesn't do vision boards anymore.
Well, and she's Oprah. She has everything. She doesn't need a vision board.
Trying to find her exact
quote.
It's
going to be on her vision board. She has everything.
No, but it here it is. No, it's not because she already has everything. She says she doesn't use a vision board anymore because she is naturally a, quote, powerful manifester, end quote.
It just comes off of her. Okay.
She might have practiced with a vision board, but maybe you gradually work your way up so that you don't need the actual, you know, cardboard cutouts.
You just see it in your mind.
Yeah, and you just visualize. And let's face it.
You become the vision board.
Athletes will tell you, and studies have shown that with professional athletes, that visualization is sometimes just as powerful as the actual practice sessions that they go through. And you hear a lot about golfers, you know, centering themselves before a shot and visualizing how the shot is going to go. And you can kind of do that, they say, with your life, that you visualize
a promotion, a family, a new significant other.
Yeah, or even short term. You know, you visualize how a particular project is going to work.
Pancakes. I want pancakes and bacon. Somebody, Josh, bring me a picture of pancakes and bacon immediately.
God, I would love that.
If you had a vision board, what would you put on it, DT?
Oh, I've been thinking about this, Jer, since we talked about it on Friday. Because it's not my
thing, I know it's not your thing, but necessarily. Let's step out of your little comfort zone and just say...
Well, that's not a comfort zone thing. I don't poo-poo it. I just...
It's not your thing, I know, but let's say you just happen to have a bulletin board there behind you.
Well, here's the problem for me, because again, I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm saying for me, it's how to visualize, because for some people, it's a new house. For some, it's a new car. And we've talked a million times about how I'm not a things person. I'm an experiences person or a feelings person.
Well, could you put some like palm trees up? You know, because I know you like to travel. Put a little vacation destination up and be like... and wish upon a star.
Yeah, and then the other problem, and you'll laugh at this too, is that I tend to not just wish to do things. I just go out and do them.
Well, I can see you're not going to play along at all. That's fine.
You asked me the question. I'm trying to answer it. You got to work through the entire... It's an essay answer. It's an essay answer. It's not a two-word answer.
Just what would you put on
your... So if I want to travel, I just go travel.
Okay.
However, when it comes to... career success, how do you put that on a vision board? In other words, I don't want to put a picture of a house or a car or a trip, but if you want to be successful career-wise, how do you visual, like, what would that, for you, tell me, what would go on a vision board for that?
You'd have to go onto, like, some sort of clip art site and print out, like, a ribbon that you'd get at, like, Field Day with a number one on it, and you'd put it right there on your board.
Okay.
Piece of cake, man.
Fair enough.
So or, you know, print out some Amazon reviews or something and put five stars up there.
So I either like had career success or I won the three-legged race.
Yeah, the potato sack race.
What about you? What's going on?
I don't know now that you're putting me on the spot, because I do really want, I hate to be, go the car route. I really do want, I want a new truck. I would probably put a new truck on there because I do want a new vehicle.
And you want a specific truck, too.
Like, probably like a Ford Raptor or a Ford Bronco. I want either one of those, so I'd put that up there. But then I want a very successful family life. So I'm trying to figure out how I would...
How do you put a picture of
that? How would you put that on there, you know? Just a, you'd go to clip art and find a happy, smiling family and put it up there, I guess. I want success for my kids in school. But how do you put that up
there?
Then
it's almost like
there?
You're visualizing those people's success.
Exactly. Then all of a sudden I'm moving in with that clip art family all of a sudden.
Here's our question for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning, especially those of you who have a vision board. Our number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You can tell you got a couple of jamokes here who are trying to fumble their way through a discussion on vision boards, because we're not...
I think it's been pretty powerful so far.
Denying it or poo-pooing it. We're like babes in the woods with these things.
I need people that have a vision board. And I want to know what's on your vision board, how you're displaying it, what are your goals, what are you looking to get... And I would rather talk to people on the phone, because if we have questions, you know, we can actually talk, but you could text us, I guess, if you want. But what's on your vision board? Please let us know right now.
Meg has been patiently holding. Good morning, Meg. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So do you have a vision board?
Yes, I do. I am in that one third.
Okay.
What's on there?
Yeah. What do you got?
So I've been doing it for 10 years, every year, and what I put on my board, it's all really related to personal growth, because if I'm not my best self, I'm not going to have the success that I want in life.
Give me an example.
What's on there?
So, for example, like the beginning of this last year, I really thought about what area I want to grow in, and it was really simple. Actually, it was kind of cheesy. I wasn't my usual thing, but I just put a lot of health-related things on there because I wanted to become healthier physically. But sometimes if...
So, like, weights? Did you put a picture of weights and a picture of, like, vitamin C?
Oh, yeah,
I think we want to know what specifically is on the board.
Yeah, you went to a magazine and you cut out a picture of vitamin C.
I have a lot of magazines, so it was like just photos of great healthy food dishes and a lot of words that would inspire me. Like, I'm trying to think of some. I see it every day, but now I'm having
like
a brain
omega fart, 3.
Not quite that specific, but yeah, there were some workout photos. And for me, I'll, you know, take photos of other people to put on my magazine. I know you guys were talking about that.
So
do you think this works for you?
Yeah, over the past 10 years, like, over the past 10 years, has this worked for you?
Yeah, and so in the past, if I've put a travel destination on, or if I've put on something like, okay, I want to refine my voice again, so I'm going to put things that symbolize voice. Actually, this year there was a giant mouse on my board and words that were cut out that said free speech. And I had a lot more speaking opportunities this year. So that was another thing for me this year. But in the past, anytime I've put, almost probably 90% of the time, I've put a travel destination, like, I just really want to go there, but I don't see how it could work in my budget right now, but I want to go there. It's worked out that I've gone.
All right.
Oh, that's really cool.
Well, you know, Meg, we got to run, but thank you for taking the time. Thank you for spending your mornings with us and for reaching out, okay?
That's some deep stuff. Thanks, Meg.
You're welcome.
See you later.
We appreciate you. My concern is how people flip a vision board into a vision of how to manifest it. Because, you know, she even talked about how she couldn't even remember the things that were on there because it almost, to me, it almost would become like wallpaper after a while. You
Perhaps.
Know, you've got pictures of, you know, stuff and inspiring words. And by day six, you know, when you see, you know,
or you
the
see
words,
a picture and you're like, what did I put that on there for? What was that for?
But yeah,
it sounds like
that.
She updates it every year, though,
which is good.
Which
and
is
hey,
good.
Again, it's whatever works for each person. I'm just, to me, it's the how do you manifest it? Not how you, not do you just look at a photo of something? It's like, what are you going to do to make that?
Well, that's
come
the
true.
Thing with it. If you see the island vacation, that's just kind of your end game. And then it's up to you to go out into the world and accomplish that. I don't know if you have to put like the steps to accomplishing that on your vision board. It's just like, you know, that's the end game. And if you're doing something throughout your day, maybe that, you know, in the back of your mind, that picture pops back up in your head, you know, like
maybe
this
two
is why I'm doing
boards.
It.
You need the vision board for where you want to get to, but then you need another board that has the steps of how you're going to get
that's
there.
That's a to-do list.
I might be way too much of a critical thinker about this kind
it,
of
you're
stuff.
You're going too deep on it. You really
no,
are.
No, that's just it. I don't think I'm going as deep as some people. I'm more of a surface take the steps person than the sit back and just like, oh, I'm gonna, my brain power is just going to make this happen. It's like, I don't.
A lot of people writing in as well with like celebrities on their vision boards. I'm getting a Henry Cavill, George Clooney, The Rock, like celebrities you're lusting for. I don't think
that
necessarily
mean?
Goes on a vision board. You're never gonna end up with George Clooney. What does that mean? Like, yeah, like, oh, I want to be married to George Clooney. Don't, you're not. Don't put that on your vision board. You're not, right?
Yeah, I mean,
unless that somehow manifests into you finding a good-looking gentleman, you know, in the future. Maybe that's what it is implying.
You know, this is where we have to walk the fine line between not crushing someone's hopes and dreams,
well,
but
I
at
mean,
the same time,
you're not going to marry The Rock.
You're not going to marry The Rock. I wouldn't put that on a vision board.
Now, this one's good. Anna says, I have an alarm clock with a line through it and the date of my retirement. So that's kind of nice. So you're visualizing the date of your retirement.
I like that.
And you truly
okay,
are
good.
Still going out in the world working towards that. But it's just a nice little reminder every day when you see that the end is almost near for my working career. You know?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I like that one.
Yeah, you know, my only warning I would give to people is to be very careful about falling into the someday I'm gonna trap. Someday I'm gonna. Someday
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
this. Someday I'm gonna this. Someday I'm gonna that.
Right.
And pretty soon, a lot of people start living their entire life based on someday I'm going to this.
Yes.
And the power in all of this is when you stop saying someday I will and just shut up and just do it.
Right.
Because you can fall into that trap in a lot of different areas in life, whether it's relationships, career, something with your kids, something you want to do for like a hobby, something you want to do with travel. It's going to be, everything is pushed off into the future, and that way it's safe for you because you don't have to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And I would just warn people, don't.
Don't live your life like that.
Yeah, look, take an audit of your life and see if you've become a someday I'm gonna person.
It's the whole when this happens, you know, like when my house is paid off, I'll be happy. When I get more friends, I'll be, you know, satisfied. When I lose weight, life's going to be better.
Don't they have a name? I think they call it the win.
It's funny. This is
the win.
I'm reading the 7 habits of highly successful people right now, actually. And this is covered like in massive detail in that book.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the win then syndrome, I think they call it. When this happens, then I'll do that.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.